Hey, Tanner.
I'm a banana.
What's up, Ben?
Have you ever seen Monster House?
Let's reel it in.
You're looking good, man.
I am a banana.
Have you lost weight?
I've gained some. I'm on the banana diet.
Banana diet.
It just
that?
Consists of bananas.
Okay, banana pudding, banana
nope,
bread.
Oh, yeah.
Banana, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just all carbs and sugar.
Banana cardboard.
That's either way,
rare.
You look good. You look
Thank
good.
You, bro. Thank you, my bro. For all our audio listeners, you don't tell them what's up.
Happy Halloween,
happy
first
Halloween.
Of all.
Woo! Woo, woo, woo. It's in like 2 days, but hey.
Tanner and I dressed up. Tanner is
banana.
A banana, and I am Mrs. Doubtfire. I can't do the voice, though.
Mrs. Doubt.
No, I can't.
Do you remember that controversial video, or this guy on YouTube who did the I'm a banana song? I'm a banana. I'm
no.
a banana. Really?
I don't think I've ever heard that song in my
you
entire
You know what I'm
life.
Talking about? Hey, we have our producer in with us today.
Hey,
Mr.
Phoenix, the producer.
What's your name again?
Mr. Phoenix Bergner.
Phoenix Bergner. Don't follow him. I'm just kidding.
Yikes.
Follow him. He's a dope dude. But it's so funny because the direction I'm facing, I'm looking right at him, and he's just like looking at me. I can't move my head a lot in this costume. But Phoenix, me and you, it's me and you today, right? That's right. I'm going to be explaining everything to you.
Yeah, just forget me. Just forget me. It's fine. I'm not even here.
Who are you again?
I'm Mrs. Doubtfire.
But there was a video on YouTube. It was like the I'm a banana song. And turns out like – and it was really popular. And then mm-hmm. like 10 years later, they found out he had like a lot of like sexual allegations against him.
Against bananas?
Against the guy who sang the song.
Oh.
Against bananas. Are you
– Oh.
Yeah, the bananas got sued.
I thought you meant that
I'm
he
the last
like,
of its kind.
I thought you meant like he – I don't even know what I thought you meant, but –
Yeah, you know, I can assume that.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if you knew about it, but yeah.
But anyway, we're watching Monster House. We already Good. Watched it, but we're talking about it
That's
now.
That's right. But we got to get our drinks first, baby.
Yeah. What do we get today,
Speaking
Tanner?
Of baby, my girlfriend recommended this. It's the mystery flavor Voodoo Mountain Dew.
Mountain
so
Dew.
Never had it. I want to know what flavor it is, though. Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Ooh, nice and crisp. All right. Let's see.
Mystery flavor. You're telling me that Mountain Dew isn't just.
Ooh, smell it.
I think they probably smell differently.
That's. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tastes just like Mountain Dew.
Yours does? Mine does not. Mine tastes like
Mine tastes kind of like Whiteout.
Oh, you think?
Just a little.
Hmm.
It doesn't... You know, it's funny. It does give us the ingredients, even though we aren't supposed to know the flavor.
This is the... Oh, this is caffeine-flavored.
Ah, caffeine flavored dude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, dude, like you're right. We're doing Monster House, and you're gonna tell me all about it, right?
And I'm gonna give you the summary right now in 5 minutes or less.
That's right. Do you have the iPad, my friend?
But since you don't have fingers because you're a banana, I'm gonna click the play button.
Right.
And then you can, and then
because you're a banana,
and then you can go from there.
Okay. Ready? Tell me when you're ready.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2. Now.
All right.
The movie is Monster House. We open on a little girl riding her tricycle down the street, and then she gets absolutely demolished.
No, she doesn't.
Mr. Nevercracker comes and is just like, get off my lawn, and grabs the bike, the tricycle, and runs into the house. Little girl runs away, and then spooky monster house. He looks back towards the camera, and we zoom through the lens of CJ,
what?
Who's been spying on him.
DJ.
Of DJ, who's been spying on him. So, yeah, DJ spends most of his time looking at the house across the street. He has a friend, Chowder, who's hilarious, and his parents leave. DJ's parents leave for the weekend. And then, so the babysitter comes over and watches them, but he's too old for a babysitter. Tries to tell her that, but she's like, no, your parents are paying me, so I'm going to watch you and do a good job, whatever. And my boyfriend's coming over tonight. My boyfriend's name is Bones.
Right.
And Bones comes over, and he's a real bonehead. Am I right? Banana head. And he stays, but then he gets kicked out.
Keep going.
I think I'm jumping all around. I'm not good under pressure. He gets kicked out of the house, and he's all drunk. He's like, Mr. Nevercracker, he took my kite when I was a little kid, and he goes across the street, and he throws a bottle at the house, and the house, like, shows him the kite. He's like, my awesome kite. And the house grabs him by its carpet tongue and brings him in the house.
Right.
And the girlfriend / babysitter is like, I don't know where my boyfriend went. And then so they went to the house and to look around the place with the Girl Scout cookie girl, Jenny?
Mm-hmm.
Jenny, her name is?
Mm-hmm.
And then she tries to go to the house to sell cookies. and that doesn't go very well. They almost get eaten by the house, and they get, like, trapped in the house, and then they have to, like, I'm jumping all around. How much time do I have left? I only have 3 minutes left.
Go.
I'm racing for no reason. I'm over halfway through the
Keep
movie.
Going.
I can take my time now.
Tell me this after. Go.
I have to burp. Okay, we're good. So they're in the house, and oh shoot! Then they're in the basement,
right?
And they're looking around with their like water guns, and because they have to put out the fire in the house because that's the house's heart. Because they went to this one arcade and found this dude there who's like, you have to find the heart of the beast and you have to kill it that way.
Right.
And he grabs their popcorn and goes, and then he runs out of the place. That guy voices Napoleon Dynamite also.
Yep.
And so they're in the basement, and I look at Napoleon Dynamite. They're in the basement, and DJ finds like this freaking cement body.
I think you mean CJ.
No, I don't. He finds a cement body, and he falls on it like by the tip of his nose, which would break his nose, but it didn't for some reason. And then all of it just like crumbles and shatters away, and there's a skeleton. And they find out that he didn't eat his wife; that his wife died in the basement. How? We'll find out in a little bit. But they try to get out of the house, and they can't. And they're trying to figure out what. And then so they find the big chandelier in the main room, and they're like, "That's the uvula." And then so the little Girl Scout cookie girl jumps on and starts swinging around on the uvula, and then the house throws him up. And they're like, DJ's like, screw it, I'm out of here. Forgot the part about the cops and the cough syrup. That happened too. And then so they leave the house, but the Mr. Nebercracker, who had a heart attack earlier on in the movie, forgot to say that part. He had a heart attack and was sent to the hospital, which is why the house is unaccompanied?
Correct.
Yeah, for sure. And then so he comes back from the hospital. He's like, what are you doing? And they're like, we know you didn't kill your wife. And he's like, yeah, I know. She was being attacked by a bunch of kids and grabbed onto the cement lever and fell back into the house and was being made. And the cement fell on her and she died, but she didn't leave the house. And now the house is her. And they're like, whoa, it's okay, Mr. Nebercracker. You don't have to do this anymore. You can just like freaking leave. And he's like, I know, I have a freaking sleeve of dynamite in my cast. And so they go to the demolition place. Traced by the giant house who like uses the trees for arms and kind of scoots its way across the street like a dog, you know, scratching its
right.
butt. You're right, right. but a yeah. lot scarier.
Right.
And so they're in the demolition place, and there's a huge crane, and the house slides down the side of the wall.
Right.
And it tumbles apart, but it puts itself back together. It's like a weird mess of just wood. And then so DJ swings from the top of the crane, and then Jenny, the girl, throws a dynamite across. She's like, throw it! And he catches it, and then he throws it down the chimney. And then it explodes, and the house is, like, gone forever.
Ten.
And then it fast-forwards to later in the night. No, we got 8 seconds left.
Keep going!
Fast-forward later in the night, Halloween, and Mr. Nebercracker gives back all the stuff to the kids, the end. With 1 second to spare.
Good. Oh, I hate that noise. Turn it off. Wow. I can't. I hate – oh, you're going to – hit. We're gonna, hey, all 10 subscribers. We now have two.
Now I have two because of the
It's just me and you. Oh, wow.
And that's the movie.
Good job, Ben. That was great.
Thanks, man. It was a terrible job, but I still appreciate it.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second?
Yeah, please do.
I'm still a banana.
Okay.
Good to know. Still a banana.
And not a word from our sponsor. We don't have one.
It's just me, like, I'm a banana.
I'm a banana.
That was good. Okay. Well, yeah, that's a good summary. You barely made it, but
yeah.
You missed a lot. But you
I
know,
missed a lot. I missed a lot.
That's definitely okay.
Yeah,
and I'm glad you made it.
Thank you. All right, so moving forward, then and now. Tell me about your then, Tanner. What was your first impression watching this movie when you were a wee young lad? Not baby, mm-hmm. just a lad.
Can I tell you about the first time I saw it?
Yeah, for sure.
My mom, me, and my dad all went to Chili's one night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like around Halloween time. It was the first time they aired it on ABC Family.
Okay.
Okay. And so there, we cut back. And you know, like, the after Chili's stomach you get, where you feel full and you just want to lay on the couch and, like, and like hyperventilate and just kind of, like, lay there, right?
What?
And so I was laying there, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, I'll just turn on something. Like, ABC Family always has something good. So I turned it on, and I noticed that, like, Monster House was starting in, like, 8 minutes. So I'm like,
yeah.
I've never seen that. And I don't even remember how – I think it was, like, 8, maybe? What year did this come out? Do you remember?
I don't know. I didn't look that up.
You should. It's 2006, rated PG.
Okay, great.
For
for phone games back and forth between DJ and the house, playing phone games, star 69, PJ, PG for parental guidance for phone games.
Oh, yeah, I see what you did. Okay.
You see what I did there? It's a
it's
PH.
It's phone tag, actually.
It's a PH, not an F.
Sure.
For the phone.
So, but I remember watching it. I'm like, man, this is good, you know? And then every time, let's quit looking at our producer. Every time that it was on, I was always like, heck yeah. And I found out that, like, most times when I was watching this dude was I was eating pizza.
Okay.
I don't know why. It was like every time I was watching it, somehow I ate pizza that night.
Okay.
So you know what I had yesterday?
You had pizza yesterday.
I did. I did.
Nice. Yeah. Did you get a order from Pizza Hut, or is that kind of like,
Do you want to tell them about it?
Yeah. So Tanner and I did a little game called the Pizza Olympics, where we each order from a different pizza place and we see which ones get there first, and then they win. So I ordered from Domino's, and he foolishly ordered from Pizza Hut. And I think Domino's...
Can I interrupt? You wanted Pizza Hut. That's why I got
it. I wanted Pizza Hut. This is true. But you decided to take it. But I let you. I let you. I let you. So also, I gotta sit with my legs crossed, not just open like that. I have to be a proper lady. My bad. Sorry.
Dude, I'm a banana.
Are you a banana?
Yeah, bro.
Solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Domino's won. They got there in like, what, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
And then Pizza Hut took almost 2 hours.
Yep.
Yeah. So
that was
we were out there giving the Domino's lady a big round of applause. We gave her a big old fat tip.
She actually loved it.
She did. She's and like, she, used so
work she used
for
to work
for Pizza
at
Hut.
She used to work at Pizza Hut.
Yeah, she made the wise choice in leaving that place.
Yeah, well, I guess people can really help Pizza the Hut, so that's kind of
weird. That's what we took away from that story.
Yeah.
How about you ask me what my then was?
Well, I'm not done. So okay. I did have pizza. I did watch it. But overall, I liked the movie a lot. It was really good. And
solid.
It's I like the animation of it, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Like
very
I like
real.
I like that like claymation, but you can't like you're never distracted by it. Like I feel like Coraline was distracting for me. But this is like a different sort of like
Let me clarify. When I said like very real, like not the way it looked, it's very cartoony, but the way it's filmed makes it look like it's real.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And it's like every like good kids movie is like about like kids. Kind of like what we talked about in How to Eat Fried Worms, how like the kids are doing their own thing, and that's like what it felt as a kid, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And this felt like that too again. But yeah, so that was my then. Now, I still love the movie. It's still really good. And I caught some like one-liners I never really noticed before.
Yeah. I'm gonna talk about some of those.
Okay.
For sure.
What's your then and now?
So I actually saw this movie in the theater. I don't think it's one of the first movies I saw, but it was definitely one of the first that I remember seeing in
the
theater.
You were 6 years old.
I was 6 years old, Tanner. Yeah. And I remember like staying after the credits because there's like 4 after credit scenes in this movie.
Yeah.
And we stayed the entire time and we kept asking the people who worked there, like, is there another scene? They're like, I don't know. So we just stayed and then there was. We're like, is there another scene? They said, I don't know.
It's like, I'm getting paid minimum wage.
So we just
really
stayed.
Don't
why would I? This is a kid's movie. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You're
you could just leave so I can clean the
You're
theater.
Just a kid.
I work at the theater now, so I feel for that. Yeah, I feel for that person.
What's your favorite part about working at a theater, real quick?
What's up?
What's your favorite part about working at a theater?
Probably cleaning up all the spilled icy every day.
Shut up, for real?
That's really nice. And then my now is I just want to go through some stuff. I have a whole list.
I want to go through some stuff.
I'm gonna rattle
I hope you
through.
Never go through stuff, bro.
Hey, thanks, man. Hey.
Banana power.
banana love.
I wish you guys could see in Phoenix's face when I did that. He was like.
I think he just mentally walked out of the room when he said banana love.
Where'd you go? Okay.
The mom, I'm going to go through some of the people in the movie.
Actors?
The actors,
okay. Yeah.
So
good,
the mom.
Good cast.
The mom is Catherine O'Hara.
Really?
Which is also, you know, the mom in Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
And she was in another one of the movies we did too. I think we should keep a list of.
Catherine O'Hara's filmography on the Real Impact.
No, I mean just the people that are in these movies. Because,
okay.
Like the kid from. Like this hasn't happened. This isn't the first time this has happened where other people from different podcasts we've done have been on this episode as well.
Right.
So we should just keep a mental note of right now it's Catherine O'Hara, like has the top spot for most movies we've
what
seen
other
on
movie
the podcast.
Was she in?
She was in Beetlejuice.
Right, but was there another movie?
I think there was.
Was she in Coraline? She could have been voiced. I don't even remember.
I have no idea.
The actress. All right, just remember Dakota Fanning in that one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then Officer Lister is Nick Cannon.
Yes, he was so
he's really
funny.
Good. He's got some of the funniest lines.
Both those
next
cops.
Next to Chowder.
Yeah.
And then Officer Landers is Kevin James.
Yep.
DJ is Mitchell Musso.
Yep, I knew that.
From Hannah Montana.
Years ago. Doesn't sound like him at all.
No, not at all. He's way, way younger.
Yeah.
And then
can I say something real quick, too?
Yeah, for sure.
I looked like Mitchell Musso when I was, like, that age.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Mitchell Musso, the villain from Sharkboy and Lava Girl, Lumpy from the Heffalump movie. What other personalities would you like to take on today, Tanner?
Was it Linus from Sharkboy?
Linus from Sharkboy and Lava. Yeah, that's what I said. And then you were one of the kids from How Deep Fried Worms too. So as long as we're going on with this, who else are you like, Tanner? Seems like every movie you just want to take one character and be like, yeah, that was me.
I'm a banana.
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay, all right.
Maggie Gyllenhaal is Z, the babysitter. Do you know who Maggie Gyllenhaal is?
Is that Jake's daughter?
That's Jake's sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's phenomenal.
I don't know what other stuff she's in. I couldn't.
She was Rachel in The Dark Knight. In The Dark Knight.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But she's been in a lot of other stuff that's not like huge.
She really did her voice different because I would not have.
No, she sounded like Maggie.
Really?
Gyllenhaal. Yeah.
I could not tell.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway.
Jason Lee is Bones, and that's the dad from Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yep.
Skull is John Heder, which is Napoleon Dynamite.
Classic.
And then of course Steve Buscemi is Mr. Nevercracker.
That's right. Who played Cheddar? Do you remember?
I looked him up, but he hasn't really been in anything else.
What about Jenny?
Jenny, she's in a lot of like the Resident Evil movies, but like grown up.
She's no, like Resident Evil is a game.
It is, but it's also movies. Yeah,
I know that.
That's about all I know. Moving on.
Who is the dad?
The dad? Who was the dad?
He sounded familiar, but I don't know.
I saw his face in there. He's like just a sweet looking fella. Sweet looking old guy.
Phoenix, you want to look that up for us real quick? The dad from Monster House? Actor.
speaking of the parents, they were a lot funnier this time around.
Yeah. That whole bit where they're like arguing in the car about
Yeah, I like didn't even think about them. Anytime I've watched this movie, I'm just waiting for them to leave to get to the monster house.
Right.
But watching it now, I'm like, okay, these are actually some funny.
Funny little bits.
Funny little bits happening.
Yeah.
Little back and forths.
Who we got? Who?
Fred Willard.
Fred Willard.
In Modern Family.
Mm-hmm. Modern Family. Wally.
And Anchorman 2.
He's in a lot of Adam Sandler movies.
Fred Willard.
Yeah. He is a nice looking old man. His picture's right here, Tanner. Just look.
I guess he is old.
Yeah.
And good looking. Okay.
Okay, real quick, I'll list
banana,
off the rest of these. I believe you.
Wait, so what did you think of it now?
The babysitter enters the house in a cute pinky dink outfit, expecting the parents to be there, but then she like takes that off and she's like heavy metal. Didn't pick that up.
You just ignored my question.
No, yeah, I'm still talking about my now.
Okay, I interrupted.
This is everything that I noticed watching it again.
Right.
So this is technically my now, I guess.
Yeah.
Chowder wears his cape the entire movie. I just thought it was at the very end, but he wears a Superman cape the whole time. Like it's Halloween for him all week long.
It's only 2 days. You know that movie's only taken two days apart.
Oh yeah.
Isn't that weird? That's something I noticed too. I'm like,
wow. Okay.
They said Halloween's tomorrow. And then at the end of the movie, it's Halloween.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't you know what day it is? That's my Mr. Nevercracker impression.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to be eaten alive?
Okay. Jenny's business deal with Z actually makes total sense, and Jenny was going to, like, steal money away from Z pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, that was a good deal. And then, is the doorbell the house's nipple?
What else you got?
That's it. I wanted to end on that one.
Ah.
Yeah.
OnlyFans coming next week.
OnlyFans coming. Nope.
Ben's nipple.
Don't promise what you can't follow through.
I know, man.
Okay.
Know.
Okay.
You want to drink together for a second?
That's all I got. Yeah, for sure.
Drink break.
Okay. Here's some quotes.
Yeah. I'm ready for them.
Here's some quotes. This first one's from Chowder. It's time for an in-your-face disgrace. Followed by, my nose is in my brain, when the basketball hits him in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And then when he loses his basketball.
Are these all Chowder quotes?
He's like, I paid $28 for that ball.
Oh, I remember this.
I asked my mom over 27 times. I never worked that hard in my entire life. And then the the babysitter says, when she sees the Mountain Dew bottles of pee, she says, "Whatever disease you guys have, I'm sure it has letters and there are pills for it."
Yeah, I thought it was that. Bro, Mountain Dew pee?
What? Is that what this is?
It's just Mountain Dew, though.
Mountain Dew, mystery.
I guess this is sponsored by
Monster House. Wow.
Yeah.
That's okay, what else? That's what the Monster House threw up at the very end, like in the middle when it like upchucked.
Yeah, it was like white out Mountain Dew. It was just white out Mountain Dew. What's your favorite Mountain Dew? This one. This one's okay, but it's not my favorite.
I think it's regular Mountain Dew or Red Alert.
It's Code Red.
Or Code Red. Shows you how much I drink Mountain Dew.
I like white out and Code Red.
Nice.
There was
one. It's Red Alert.
It's Code Red.
Okay. Oh, so yeah.
There was one dude that they did during the summertime. I think they continually bring it back now, but I remember I thought it was just like one time they did it. And it was weird. It was Whiteout, Blue Voltage, and Code Red, and they called it Mountain Dew USA. Like USA.
Oh.
Because it was the red, white, and blue flavor.
Oh.
It tasted like, I'm kidding you not, it tasted like every individual one.
Oh.
Like all mixed together, which is why they did it.
Oh.
Oh. And then it was weird. It was weird. I did not like it.
How weird was it?
I'm a banana.
Yeah. And then DJ, you pee in bottles? And then just Kevin James screaming, "Judy!" when he's being pulled into the house. "I'm getting backup. We don't have backup. I'm getting Judy."
Judy. Dude, there was one part during that scene that made me laugh. I like replayed it like three times. I thought it was really funny. You. No, it was when Kevin James made a joke, and then Nick Cannon's in like the passenger seat, just like loading a guy. He's like, ha, ha. And then Kevin James goes, he's like, "That's loaded," and it just cuts hardcore. It's so funny. It's loaded.
That's all I got for quotes.
For real?
I mean,
can think of more.
I mean, I mean. After that, I just kind of sat and enjoyed the movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
Well, how far into the movie did you get, Ben?
I stopped right before they like got to the actual place because I had to drive here. And I'm like, yeah, I know what happens. See? The TNT. Which, enough, that's the scene I described most thoroughly throughout the entire summary, the part I didn't watch today.
Yeah.
So,
I know.
There we go.
I'll give you grace because for the first episode, Sharkboy, I didn't watch the movie at all before we started it.
So we'll call it even?
Huh?
We'll call it even?
Yeah, let's shake on it.
Yeah, shake on it. Hey, up high, man.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, for sure. Traumatizing scale. What about you? What say you?
There's a couple spots where, like, I was a little spooked, but obviously I'm, like, 24 now, so I didn't really.
Yeah, you're a big boy.
I'm a big boy.
You're a big banana.
I'm working on it. Insecure, by the way. But
for sure. You look great, man. You're a banana.
I'm a banana. Hey.
B.
I'm a banana. Ben, I'm a banana.
I think I got that.
Phoenix! I'm a banana, dude.
Phoenix left.
And all of you, those who are listening or watching me, I'm a banana. Don't you ever
say otherwise. He's a banana.
I'm a banana.
Let him be.
Watch out. We're going to split.
A-N-A-S.
What did you say?
A-N-A-N-A-S. Is that bananas?
This is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-S. This is bananas.
Yeah.
B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-A.
No.
Oh, you're trying to spell Mississippi right now.
Oh, yeah. K-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Sitting in a tree.
Okay, so R-E-S-P-E-C-T?
Find out what it means to me.
So there's a couple
D-U-I.
Spots.
D-U-I.
D-U-I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple spots where I'm a little like, ooh, that's spooky.
I had to cover my eyes at the part when he falls on the old lady's cement face.
And yeah, that part's weird.
And it crumples away into a skeleton.
Yeah, I did not like that. Spooky. And you saw like her big ribs.
Yeah.
Big ribs. So
you saw her big ribs.
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah. Okay, so, but other than that.
Back.
Other than that, there wasn't a whole lot of scary scenes for me. It was okay.
No?
Not that much.
No?
I mean, maybe when I was a kid, I was a little more spooked, but I like, knew it was
Mr.
coming.
Nevercracker, like, thoroughly kind of freaked me out.
Well, yeah, when he get really close to the camera, that was like.
Yeah, when he, like, falls on the camera after a heart attack and you're just looking at his eye.
Yeah, and he doesn't move. That part was a little weird.
There's a heartbeat behind that scene the whole time, too. Did you notice that? And then once he has a heart attack, it stops.
I was like, whoa.
Shut up, for real?
I won't.
I gotta look back on that. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Charm testing scale. What'd you give it?
I'm gonna say I would give this out of 10 basketballs.
Mm-hmm.
I would give it for traumatizing skill like one basketball that gets stuck in the basketball hoop.
Okay.
Out of 10.
That's it?
Yeah, it wasn't that scary for me.
Okay.
I watched it without blinking.
Wow. So I get
flinching. Yeah. Well, I did blink.
Fair. You didn't blink the whole time?
I'm still banana, but no.
Yeah, yeah. Bananas don't blink.
Right.
B-L-I-N-K-B-A-N-N-A-S-R-E-S-P-C-T.
Can you, like, slow down?
I give it 1 out of 3 wheels on a tricycle.
Oh, my I-N-D-E-P-E-N-T-D. Austin.
Well, I am.
No, that was Macklemore.
Oh, gotcha.
Remember that song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you
saying back when you were saying something?
I gave it 1 out of 3 wheels on a tricycle. For traumatizing skill.
So not that scary. Or like 30% scary, is that what you're
saying? Yeah, like 33%.
Okay.
Yeah. As a kid, it was a lot scarier. But now, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
But this scale is for like when we were kids, not for now. Like when I was a kid watching this, it scared me a lot more than today.
It spooked me a little more. It didn't scare me though.
So like, you should bump that up a couple balls. Basketballs, that
I'm going to let you sit there and think about what you just said. To me and to all 10 subscribers. And to Phoenix, for crying out loud. Like he's just here producing and you're offending him. Phoenix is sitting on a couch. He's not producing at the moment. So anyway, okay, what's next?
Oh boy, okay, we gotta go through this quick because my laptop's at 1%.
Ooh, banana. Okay, well, tell me the rotten. Wait, is it next one? Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Rotten Tomato score is 75%.
Bet.
Okay. I'm gonna give it 8 out of 10 basketballs. Actually, I think this movie is a solid 80%.
Like 80?
Yeah.
I would probably say I'd give this an 81% for me. I just wound up to you.
I say 81 too.
That's how bananas do it.
Oh.
I just dabbed the most like old man.
See, I thought we were going to like come to an agreement for a second right there, and then you just wanted to change that a little bit, but it's fine.
Well,
it's,
I agree with you.
No, it's fine. It's 81 like to 80. It's fine. Just own up to it. Just you want to be different.
I wasn't scared when I watched it, and I watched the whole movie.
Yeah, okay, big boy.
You're an old woman. You're Mrs. Doubtfire. You're making me doubt.
Fire. Yeah, so.
Wow, what a film.
What a monster house.
Yeah.
What a monster house.
Yeah. Are you just going to keep. What else we got?
Monster house. That's literally it.
Wow. Okay. Guys, hope you have a safe Halloween.
Yeah, watch out for the razor blades.
Dang it, dude. I was just going to say that.
But yeah, thanks for talking about. Real quick, plug away.
Instagram, Twitter, Tanner Rutledge, podcast, Reel It In, Talk to Tanner, Grow and Go. Ben, you want to hit it?
Instagram, LaCroix Boy Ben.
Yeah.
Reel. And reel.it.in.podcast and you're a banana?
I'm a banana.
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Andrew, sorry, bro. That was my other podcast. Uh-oh. Come here, big guy.
Just wrap it up.
Hold on, bro. We gotta say bye to him. Hold on, bro.
Say it!
Ah! What?
Hey, thanks for keeping it real.
Hold on, bro. I need to...